This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Five officials in the state of Michigan are facing charges of involuntary manslaughter for their role in the Flint water crisis. The state cut its subsidies for that state's water in March, leaving residents to pay for it at one of the highest rates in the country with state-funded filters for their homes, it should be said. Though the city's water now does meet federal standards for lead and copper, the system overall still needs an expensive overhaul, and the longer-run costs are as yet unclear. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
As the legal battle plays out, Flint is still fixing its water system. It's in the process of replacing around 20,000 lead and lead-tainted pipes. In 2014, the city had changed its water source to more corrosive river water, which caused lead to leach from pipes into the drinking water. It'll take the city years to complete the repairs. As for paying those costs?
The city really is in no position to fund anything.
That's Democratic U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee. His district includes Flint. He says Flint is broke. The money to mitigate the crisis so far has come from the state, $250 million, and from special federal appropriations, another $300 million. Kildee says those funds have paid for things like years of bottled water, then filters, plus expanded health care coverage, and some fixes to the water system. But he says more funding is needed, including for things like ongoing health monitoring.
It would help children who will have brain development issues as a result of high exposure to lead, to provide them the additional support they will need to overcome that hurdle.
Peter Munig, a professor in health policy and management at Columbia University, says Flint children's exposure to lead and other toxins will mean shorter lifespans and cognitive damage. He puts future costs at $400 million.
There would be increased welfare costs and decreased tax revenues from, you know, lower incomes.
Costs, he says, that far exceed any savings that were achieved when the city changed up its water source. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.